USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is postponing his planned trip to the Ukraine because of violence at the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad. Colorado Democratic Senator and presidential candidate Michael Bennett says Iran has been the problem and it's getting stronger.
Iran has been continuing to do its malevolent acts all over the region, but it's now backstopped by centrifuges that are spinning nuclear material.
2020 Democratic presidential candidates are in New Hampshire on this New Year's Day. This has word that Andrew Yang's presidential campaign raised over $4 million in the final week of December as the entrepreneur works to break out of the 2020 primary field's middle tier.
I see that if we continue to confuse economic value and human value, we are going to lose on an epic, catastrophic scale.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Americans spent more online in the weeks leading up to Christmas this year despite a shorter holiday season. Overall, seasonal shopping from November 1st through December 24th was up about 3.5% over last year. What if you were one of those folks, though, who spent too much on Christmas and shopping and gifts? Financial analyst Greg McBride shares some advice on how to deal with a hefty holiday credit card bill.
Now, first thing you got to do, Todd, get a handle on what you owe and who you owe it to. Make a list of all those credit card balances, any personal loans you may have taken out. You want to list the amount you owe, the minimum payment, the due date, and the interest rate. That's going to help you. Once you have all that in front of you, then you're going to prioritize how you're going to attack this debt. This is the time to develop that debt repayment game plan.
McBride speaking there on Fox News. Americans shopping for a home are going to face some problems in 2020. Realtor.com anonymous George Ratiu says a shortage of homes available to purchase will get worse. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The price of a gallon of gas is expected to stay about the same throughout 2020. The annual forecast from fuel savings app Gas Buddy calls for a nationwide average of around $2.60 a gallon for regular, which is about the same as now. The highest price in the lower 48 states is $3.54 a gallon in California. The lowest is Oklahoma at $2.21. As our education system continues to evolve, one of the things it's sad to say that happens a lot of times is the history in the United States is glossed over. Well, I had a chance to catch up with Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North. Now, he happens to have a new book out today titled The Rifleman, and one of the things we discuss is how people now where they live are not even taking the time to learn about the area, when it was founded, and why some of the things happened how they did.
Clark County is a tiny little county here in Virginia. And yet, I can go out and talk to a youngster in a grocery store or at a fast food restaurant and ask them, do you know who Daniel Morgan was? And they kind of look at you and, yeah, there's a high school name for him. Well, they don't know the background of this remarkable American. The relevance to what they went through then to what's happening today. I mean, our nation's capital was invested. At the time, of course, the nation's capital was Philadelphia. The Congress of the United States, even back in 1775, is mucking about in whether the Continental Army has been properly formed or not.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.